Hey guys, welcome to today's meditation. We are about midway through our second week, and we're still focusing on the theme of the flaw of perception in thinking that external things are the source of happiness. Hope you have been enjoying our meditation so far. Today we're going to look at a very old piece of art from Kasumi Bunsho, and he was a really prolific Zen calligrapher as well as a Buddhist monk. And the piece we're going to look at is called Mind Inso. And Inso, that's spelled E-N-S-O, that is a circle that's drawn usually in one stroke, maybe two strokes of a calligraphy brush with ink and water. And the Inso, it's a kind of a traditional Japanese Buddhist image. As I mentioned, it's usually done with one stroke, just a quick circle. And sometimes the circle comes together fully, other times it doesn't quite touch and make a full circle. But it symbolizes the expression of a moment, like capturing a moment that's uninhibited and also perfect just as it is. So it's not like a circle that someone sketches out and can erase again or make perfect. It's just a quick swoop of the brush and the ink may run. It may come together, it may not come together. And this particular one is called Mind Inso. So go ahead and have a seat after you've checked out the Inso and get ready for our meditation. So take a few nice breaths in and out, setting a nice stable foundation of your legs, grounding your body, but also maintaining a fluidity. So be fluid through your spine, be fluid through your breath. Find that Inso within your own sit right now. So there's the intention of the circle, just you're going to create the image with your stroke. But there's also a little bit of chance, a little bit of flexibility. So find that within your own body here, the intention to sit, but also the movement, the moment. So as I mentioned before, the the Inso, it's a image that captures a spontaneous expression, capturing something just as it is. It's really an image of presence. And also the image of the circle, you know, you can think of that almost like as a target or having a center. So the Inso, the image of the Inso, invites the viewer to find that middle ground. So the middle ground is really where you're offering your presence in whatever moment you find yourself in. So here as you breathe, just come into presence. Come into your breath. Come into the very middle of your breath, the middle of your posture, the very middle and center of your experience. And as you've probably already experienced many times as you've sat in these meditations, the tendency is that the mind just wants to chatter. Thoughts come up, things bubble up. And the key is to not get wrapped up too much in them. You see them just as they are. It's not like they're going to go away. You just observe your mind chattering and you bring yourself back into your middle. Finding that middle point of your breath. And within that middle, how wide is it? Can you encompass more? Can you grow the middle more? How wide are you willing to allow your middle to be? With whatever arises, good or bad, can you maintain a middle ground? Can you find that spontaneity with each breath? Okay. Well, thank you for another day of meditating. Talk to you tomorrow.